Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode. We are going to talk about those stupid sayings we hear all the time. The ones that talk about how we're not really sick, how we're faking it, or we just don't want to be healthy. And we don't want it bad enough, so we're not working hard enough. Those are probably the most frustrating and annoying phrases I have ever heard in my life. Now, before I got sick and was diagnosed with all of my food allergies and issues, didn't bother me, but now it does. So join me inside. We're going to talk about all the stupid crap we hear and what to do about it, how to let it roll off your shoulder and move forward and do what you have to do so that you start feeling better and stop feeling like crap. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hi friend, welcome to Healthy in a Wild World. I'm your host, Bonnie Wilderson-Hies. I'm a certified holistic nutritionist and health practitioner. This podcast is for people who are sick and tired of feeling lost in society's view of what it takes to achieve and maintain a healthy lifestyle. It's for those looking for an alternative to yo-yo dieting, strict restrictions, overwhelming exercise programs, and mindset activities that feel like a complete waste of time. My guests and I will share conversations and tips that teach you how to eat all your faves, be active without ever hitting a gym, and meditate on your own terms to find the unique path to a healthy lifestyle that fits into your world. It's time to break some rules and pave a new path to health and wellness. Are you ready to find your path through this wilderness? Let's get started.
Hey guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, so you heard the intro, and we're talking about these phrases, you just don't want it bad enough, and you aren't working hard enough, and you're not really sick, you're just faking it, right? Or the one I love, you don't really have a food allergy, that doesn't exist. We posted an article that someone wrote about food allergies and how people have been severely hurt because they were fed things that they reacted to that needed anaphylaxis EpiPens, right? That's not the only danger when it comes to hidden ailments, things that cause inflammation that you can't see with your physical eye. And that's where the chronic illnesses and autoimmune conditions come in. Food allergies, food sensitivities, intolerances, and effectively the things that we really focus and pay attention to. Those statements aren't, they really don't have a place in this community. They don't have a place in this side of health. If you're looking at weight loss, there's some mindset issues going there. There's a lot of other situations. And for some, yeah, they're just not ready yet. So, all right, you just don't want it bad enough. That could be applied in certain situations in that realm of health. But on this side of the world, it doesn't apply. Because once you start feeling sick and once you start having symptoms and feeling the conditions, you can't take them back. And the only thing you want is to feel normal again. Now, normal is relative. Normal is what we feel as our energetic, healthy, vibrant selves. So when I use the word normal, whatever that means to you, that's how it applies. And I guess that's something that is hard to understand for someone who hasn't gone through this. You know, you've got someone who is trying so hard to just be themselves and do things that they feel is appropriate so that they're taking care of you and they're supporting you. But by doing what they're doing, they're not providing the support that you actually need. You know, don't put onions in my soup because I just found out that that's what causes gut upset. It causes me to double over in pain and my stomach's upset. And, you know, in a minor case, I feel nauseous. It's not any offense against you. It's just how it works, right? Now, truth be told, me personally, I don't have an onion allergy, but that situation actually happened with a client of mine. And in reality, the person who was trying to help was trying to feed them because they had had an episode and couldn't move for several days and found a dish that she liked, made the dish, and it was so sweet. But at the same time, because it used foods that she reacted to, you want to make sure, not that people know your allergies, that you understand who's cooking what, that the people close to you understand the reasons why you can't eat those foods or why you can't do certain things. So if you have an autoimmune condition, for instance, or you have a chronic illness, it's best that you avoid dairy, gluten, soy, sugar, things like that. Yet it may not be understood why by others. And that's part of where this disconnect comes in, is we want their support and they're trying to support us, but we don't understand where they're coming from and they don't understand why they have to do these things. Sitting them down and having that tough conversation. Effectively, what you're going to have to do is, ladies, you're going to have to put your big girl panties on, all right? You're going to have to woman up, and you're going to have to sit down, and you're going to have a tough conversation. And maybe you do it in a mirror before you do it with the people in front of you. Is it going to be easy? No. But the people that love you, the people that are your support system, they're not trying to hurt you. They don't understand what's happening. And they don't understand the whys behind it. And, you know, 99% of the time, this is why they're still making certain things and doing certain things. The other reason is that they just don't believe that, you know, autoimmunity exists or that it can be helped or hurt by what you eat. There's even people still in the world that don't believe that food allergies exist. Yet, they'll take a Zyrtec to get rid of the sniffles because, you know, they're allergic to the tree down the street. Kind of backwards, if you really think about it. But then again, I'm on this side of the world, not on the side of the world that just has seasonal allergies, right? Environmental allergies is what they're now called. What happens if having this open conversation doesn't do anything? It doesn't help? Well, another way, and this is really important too, for those of you who simply don't have a support system, get into a community, whether it's in person or whether it's online. Y'all know we have the Living Clean community. It's the private Facebook group, then the members community on, you know, through our website. The private Facebook group was actually started because of this. It was started way back when I had a running group, and, you know, we were the party in the back, guys. We didn't care too much about finishing races, first, second, third. Speed wasn't the main goal. The main goal was finishing. It was having fun. It was being physically active in a way that isn't normal on an everyday basis, right? Well, a lot of people didn't understand us, so we started the private Facebook group so we could talk without having it on our timelines. And this continued until today. So that group's been around for quite a while. It's transitioned from, you know, just the walking running group with the gems to now the Living Clean group, right? This is where the family members talk. And I call everybody family members because that's what it becomes. You know, you've got a sisterhood, and we had a couple guys in there for a while, but right now it's really a sisterhood. What ends up happening, like the other day, someone posted up a picture of something that is being served, and there's ingredients that they can't eat, right? Well, nobody outside of our little Facebook group knows that this discussion took place. She had to talk to somebody. Somebody else is in a Facebook group and posted up a question because she's being pushed to do certain things. And we were able to talk about it. We were able to support these ladies in whatever their decisions were and whatever they were dealing with. Virtually, yes, but it's a support system. And that's what those communities are for. So whether you join the Living Clean community or you find one on your own, finding some sort of support in a community of people who are going through what you're going through, the people that, whether you join a celiac group because that's what you're dealing with, whether you join someone who is dealing with, you know, RA, one of the groups that support you guys, or CFS, or food allergies for specific ingredients, or just in general, find a place that you feel most comfortable. Try a bunch of them out. See what you think. And stick with the one that provides you the support that you listen to, the one that makes you feel like you're embraced and hugged from afar. That's really what we try to do, but that hasn't necessarily been the case with every single person in our group. Some people don't feel like that, and that's okay, because I believe that there are so many of us out there that once we really start talking, and that's part of the reason I started this podcast, is I really wanted us to start conversations and create a community, and just start opening that dialogue so that we can bring these things out into the open and put a stop to this idea that we're faking it, that what we're doing in health nowadays is not real, it's not helpful, it's, you know, woo-woo junk that has no place in the world. Well, what I do isn't woo-woo. What I do is I teach you how to eat for your body, which people have been doing for centuries. The only difference between now and then is that we've lost the knack for that art. Way back when, there were certain reasons we did eat certain foods. You know, if you were on your period, for instance, you ate red meat, you ate greens, you know, you saved various parts of the animal, or you tried to. I mean, centuries ago, they didn't have refrigeration, but they had like beef jerky and things like that. So those are the foods that you would eat. And in other situations, you know, if you were feeling sickly, then you'd go to the witch doctor or the local medicine man and you'd get a little tincture or little herb to put in a tea and you'd drink it. You know, he'd tell you to go eat some oranges if you lived in an area that grew oranges, that kind of thing. And we've lost that. And, you know, stupid phrases like, you just don't want it bad enough, and it's fake, and all the other things in that world, they have no place. They have no place. They're not supportive. They don't help us find a solution. So, if you lack the support at home, finding a community that can support you regardless, unconditionally, from a neutral perspective, and from a place that understands what you're going through, because they're going through something similar. It is a really great way to connect to others and to have a support system and a group of friends, because that's what ultimately happens, is you develop friends and it starts to feel like family, which is why I call everyone in Living Clean a family member, because the longer you're with us, the closer you feel, and the more likely you're going to feel like you're a family member. So we are a family. As far as I'm concerned, everybody in this world is my family. So welcome to the group. Welcome to the fam. Vacay is on our little retreat in the spring. We'll give you details later. Bring a suit. Texas will be hot. Really, you guys, I just wanted to kind of pop in and just give you a couple of tips so that when you look at your support and you look at the things that you're going through, that you have the courage and the confidence to sit and chat with them and be open and honest with yourself and with other people. And whatever you need to do to make sure that you have the support to stand behind you while you do those things and while you're fighting, because some of you are still fighting to figure out what's going on. While you're fighting and you feel tired and you feel exhausted and you're done with this game of back and forth and not knowing what's happening, for those of you that have a tough life at home, your support system can be the group that you connect with. Now, that's not the only support system that you need. You need support for yourself, and you need to find ways that you support yourself, that you give yourself the positive feedback and a healthier perspective and healthier self-talk than you may otherwise. When you struggle with support at home and, you know, within your local community, the people that you normally would rely on, it starts to really wear on you, and it can cause depression, and it can cause different issues that can just really start eating at you. We've talked about a gratitude journal before, and I'm gonna recommend that you go back to that, because no matter what, when you look at a gratitude journal, that's you talking positively to you. In front of me on my wall, in front of my desk, I have my board for the year. It's basically my vision board. I do one every year. One of the things that I did differently this year, when I went to a planning class, and they suggested putting words on my board, things that represent what my year is. Now, we are getting ready to enter into 2020. So over the next few weeks, take some time, and it doesn't have to be a lot of time, but take some time to figure out some words that you want to represent your 2020. Mine from this year, just to give you an example, revitalize, rejuvenation, better, passionate, abundance. Those are the words that I put on my wall, because that's what I wanted this 2019 to embody. And next year, I feel revitalized. I feel like finishing school and really being able to come out and start working and start helping people. That was my rejuvenation. And I cannot wait till 2020. I don't know what my words are going to be, so when you figure out yours, comment, let me know. I'm curious about yours as much as I'm curious about mine. Don't forget, in providing support and making sure that you have a support system around you, that includes yourself. All right, my lovelies, I will talk to you chickadees later. Have a wonderful week. I will chat with you next week.
Thanks for listening. What'd you think? I'm excited to hear your thoughts, and I'm always looking to improve the podcast. So leave me a review or send me a message with your honest opinion, questions, and takeaways. Want to continue the discussion with us? Just click on the link in the show notes and join us in a private community. And as always, remember, it is time to stop struggling and start enjoying life again. See you next time.